could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, I am Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'd like to welcome Erica Roselius. Erica, are you there?
I am. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And I'd like to give our guests a little background about you. Erica is owner of Driven Fitness and a certified personal trainer, as well as creator of Stretchology. And I can't wait to hear about Stretchology, Erica.
All right.
Yeah. Her passion for health and fitness started when she was very young. As an overactive child in Southern California, her mom enrolled her in ballet classes when she was only 4. She was immediately hooked, and 10 years of training in tap, jazz, and ballet followed. As Erica grew older, her interests expanded to include swimming, running, kickboxing, and yoga. You are quite an active young woman. Erica's journey as a fitness professional began 6 years ago when she left corporate America to change lives through fitness. In 2007, she founded Driven Fitness with one mission: to inspire love of movement. Now, Erica spends her time motivating people in Orange County, California, to get off their couches and into a fitness routine through fun and interactive training. Wow. I'm so glad to have you here. And I think the first question, Erica, that comes to my mind when I'm thinking about fitness and training and thinking about you is basically, what makes you different from other trainers? I know that so many of us have been to 24-hour fitness or some other type of gym or fitness center. What is different about the Driven Fitness Center that you've created?
Well, I've been very blessed to have many clients for a very long time, years, with me. And I've asked them this question. And some of the most common things they say that have sort of kept them coming back year after year is that, one, we make it fun. You know, like I said, I really want people to enjoy moving. And in order to do that, you know, it needs to be fun or people aren't going to come back. Two, I switch up our workouts every single workout. Clients never have the same workout twice. And most of them say that they just love that and it keeps it fresh and new each time. And they love the individual attention because I keep my groups small. I do personal training and then I do group training, but my groups are under 20 people. So they like knowing that I know who they are. I know if they have any issues. I know what takes it to motivate them, and that keeps them coming back. And then lastly, I think what makes me really different is that, you know, we have a lot of people in this day and age that have a lot of chronic injuries. They have pain, aches, bad knees, bad backs, and I've had a lot of experience dealing with those sorts of things. So, you know, if you're someone who can't go into, you know, a really hardcore boot camp program, or someone who's had a back injury and you don't know what to do at the gym, you can come to our facility and we can help make sure that you get a safe and effective workout.
So, in other words, the difference between you and 24 Hour Fitness, most of the time in 24 Hour Fitness, you're just thrown into a class with lots of people.
Right, exactly.
And it sounds like you're more individual to the individual person and their specific needs. Is that correct?
Completely, yes.
And so what basically is your fitness philosophy? Do you have a specific philosophy behind all this that you're discussing?
Yeah, I mean, and I've said it before. One, I think people have to enjoy themselves and have fun or they're not going to come back. So I try really hard to incorporate new and exciting techniques and games, anything that I can do to make, you know, exercise as enjoyable as possible, because, you know, let's face it, most people don't like it. So that's number one. Number two, my philosophy is really to help people move better just in life and to help people do the things that they love to do better. So, you know, whether it's playing basketball on the weekends or running races or just playing with your kids, I want to create workouts and techniques that are going to help you do that.
That's great. Okay. And you mentioned that you have many different clients. You mentioned something about small groups that you see, and you work with people on an individual basis. Can you share a little bit about the typical client that you see in your facility?
Yeah, I see both men and women, but primarily my clients are females, and they're usually ages like 35 to 65. I have a, you know, an older clientele. It's my favorite group to work with, women whose kids are a little bit older. They've been giving a lot of themselves to everybody else for the last, you know, 5, 10, even 20 years. And now maybe their kids are a little bit older or they've grown up and they have time to really focus on themselves. That's my kind of my favorite client and the one that I see most often.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you, at your facility, do you offer specific yoga classes, Pilates classes? What exactly type of workouts do you do?
We offer a variety of classes. I do, you know, what I call boot camp classes, which are total body classes, but they're not like what you imagine of people yelling at you and screaming at you and all that kind of stuff. But it's definitely a fast-paced, full body class. And then I offer my biggest growing program is my Stretchology program, which is my flexibility program. It's a 45-minute stretch class to help people get more flexible and mobile.
So can you talk a little bit more about the Stretchology class? You said that this is something that you're the creator of, and I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that is fascinating, and I'd love more information about that.
Sure. The idea for Stretchology came about because I have so many clients that really need to increase their flexibility. And when I say flexibility, I'm not talking about like being able to put your foot behind your head or anything like that, but just the basic ability to move your body through a full range of motion, which we get so kind of, I call it hunkered down these days in front of our computer, we are losing our flexibility. So I have so many clients who need that training but will not do it themselves. You know, it's the last thing anyone wants to do at the end of a workout is stretch. So I would encourage people to do yoga, but I also found that my clients were a little hesitant about traditional yoga classes. You know, whatever in their mind they thought about yoga, it wasn't attractive to them. So I started to develop Stretchology, which is a class that incorporates yoga style movements along with functional stretching and some other techniques from the personal training world to help people move better and become more flexible in a very safe, comforting environment.
Does this also include balance type techniques?
It does. We do focus a lot on balance because that's one thing I noticed through my testing with clients seems to be getting sort of worse and worse through time as we're not using our balance that much. So we incorporate balance, we incorporate core, and then, of course, stretching.
Yes, because I see, especially as we age, balance seems to be a major, major problem for so many of us.
Oh, so, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I can see how that really needs to be addressed on many different levels. So today, you picked the topic of the 10 biggest myths about women and fitness. And I would like you to share with us some of those myths it seems that so many of us in our own heads have different viewpoints of the way we approach our fitness, the way we approach working out. And one of the questions I have, can you address women and the fear of bulking up? Sometimes I've noticed I talk to women and they feel that they need to have their muscles a certain way. Can you address that?
Oh, definitely. This is one of my favorite myths. And one of the comments I hear most frequently from women is that they're afraid to lift heavy weights because they don't want to bulk up. And, you know, there's a couple of things that make the idea of bulking up very difficult for women. First of all, you have to have a large amount of testosterone in your body to bulk up and build a lot of muscle. That's why men are able to do that. Women, most women naturally do not have a lot of testosterone. We have estrogen instead. So it makes bulking up very difficult. Number two, you have to be in a large calorie surplus to build muscle, particularly with protein. You got to be taking in more calories than you're burning in order to build that muscle. And for most women, most of us in our throughout our whole lives are either in a weight maintenance or a weight loss mode, which means we're in a calorie deficit. We're trying to eat less than we're burning. So because of that, it's also difficult to build up a lot of muscle. So I don't want women to be afraid of picking up heavy weights. You know, unfortunately, the fitness industry and even the media has been very good about encouraging women to create these long, lean muscles by lifting, you know, no more than 5 pounds or very light weights. But, you know, in everyday life, you're going to have to pick up something that weighs more than 5 pounds. So, you know, don't be afraid of those heavy weights because it's going to make you stronger and not going to make you more muscly.
That's wonderful. We are going to be taking a break, and it's about a minute break. And then we will be back with Erica for more of her biggest myths about women and fitness. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health. Using cutting-edge technologies, along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. Okay, so I'd like to welcome Erica Roselius back to our second portion of our show. Owner of Driven Fitness and certified personal trainer, as well as creator of Stretchology. And we were talking about the 10 biggest myths about women and fitness. And we went through one of the myths. Erica, let's go through some more myths. The second one, how about the target training myth?
All right. This is one that I also hear really often. Clients come in to me and they say, I want six-pack abs. I want a six-pack. Can you give me a program that has 1,000 sit-ups in it so I can have six-pack abs? And that's known as target training, or it's also been called spot reducing. And we want to just clear it up right now, once and for all. It doesn't exist. You cannot do 1,000 sit-ups a day to create a six-pack.
You can't.
Unfortunately, not.
Darn it.
What you can do, and the idea behind this and where people get confused, is that, yes, you can train your core, you can do sit-ups, and that is going to increase the strength in that area. And you may increase the muscle size, particularly if you're a woman, a small amount. But then what you need to do in order to be able to see those muscles is reduce your body fat. That's how you're going to be getting your definition. And unfortunately, you can't choose where your body fat is lost. You know, it's as you control your nutrition, do your exercise, and start to lose weight, you're going to see a general weight loss and body fat loss throughout your whole entire body. And unfortunately, where it comes from is due a lot to genetics. And a lot of times where you want it to be gone from is the last place it's going to leave, but it'll eventually get there. But just training one area is not going to reduce body fat in that specific area.
So what do you recommend then?
I recommend a regular, good whole foods nutrition program that's calorie counted. And I recommend regular cardio exercise and strength training. But you need all of those things in order to be successful.
So, Erica, this is wonderful. Sometimes people will say, especially to me, I don't have the time. I have all these other parameters that keep me from doing this. Do you have in your repertoire a simple approach to help somebody and guide them through this process?
I would say that number one is that it does not have to take a lot of time. You know, you can do a really great workout in 30 minutes and burn a ton of calories, get your strength training in, and really see amazing results if you're consistent. So what I recommend is instead of going to the gym and going to the elliptical and staying on the elliptical for 30 minutes at a regular, just straight pace, you know, incorporate intervals into your exercise, which an interval just means that you're going to boost your heart rate up for, you know, 30 seconds or a minute and then bring it down for a minute or a minute and a half. You're going to go up and down like that. Interval training is a great way to burn calories, keep your body challenged, and lose weight overall in 30 minutes or less.
Wow. I have heard about interval training. That sounds great. Also, next myth, cardio is king. Can you tell me a little bit about what you mean by that?
Yeah, and it ties really well into your last question because it's really about steady state cardio versus interval training. So steady state cardio is when you're going to go and do a long run or a long bike ride or stay on the elliptical for 45 minutes. And if you're training for an endurance event, that could be very important. However, interval training is being shown to be much more effective for burning more calories both while you're exercising and then afterwards. So your body is going to keep burning calories much at a much greater level afterwards if you incorporate these high-intensity intervals into your workouts versus the steady-state cardio. Because the problem is your body gets very efficient at doing things. So if you go every day to the gym and do the same elliptical for the same amount of time, it's going to cost less calories to do the same amount of work as you get more efficient. So intervals are a way to always challenge your body so that you are always improving and are always burning calories.
Very good. And another myth, fourth myth, we discussed things about hormones, environmental factors. Could you talk a little bit about that for women and for men?
Yeah, definitely. And I know that you do a lot with hormones, balancing, environmental factor testing, and all that sort of thing. And, you know, the myth, or I don't even know if it's a myth, but in the past, we've always felt it was just a calorie in, a calorie out. It's just diet and exercise, which I'm a firm believer that those two things are very important. However, I think as the research has come out and we've become more in tune with other factors, we realize particularly for women, hormone balance plays a huge role in body fat storage, particularly as you get older. And then also environmental factors and toxins that we're exposed to every day just from our lives. And those are things that you might want to get checked out in addition to your diet and exercise program.
Sure. Erica, I know that there are six more myths that we will not be able to discuss today. Can you recommend maybe a way for our listeners to receive that additional information?
Yep, I'll put them on my blog within the next 24 hours. So if they want to read about the ones we've talked about or the other ones, they can go to my website, which is drivenfitnessnow.com.
So that's drivenfitnessnow.com.
Correct.
Wonderful. And your phone number, contact information?
My phone number is 949-285-3431.
Wonderful. And you were mentioning different classes and different types of trainings that you do. Are you the only trainer or are there other trainers with you?
I am the primary trainer, and then I have several others who do help me out in some of our other classes, yes.
I see. Okay. And are there certain hours that your facility is open and available?
The way my facility works is that we're in an awesome, actually, beach and tennis club set on a lake, which is beautiful. But so clients come in just particularly for our classes, and there are morning and evening times, and those also can be found on drivenfitnessnow.com.
Oh, great. Okay. And I would like you to share with our listeners two things that you can do to change your attitude.
I think number one is to get outside. Get outside and breathe some fresh air. You know, we're so cooped up in our office buildings and cars and homes during the day that I think whether you're in a city and you can go to a park or you're in the mountains or you can go to the beach, just go outside and go for a walk and breathe in some fresh air. That can really help change your attitude. And number two, one thing I think is very important is to take a few minutes to do something for yourself today, whether it's, you know, a bubble bath or a walk or listening to your favorite song. Something that's just for you and nobody else can really give you a fresh outlook.
That's wonderful. So let's repeat that. For our listeners, Erica was just talking about two things that you can do to change your attitude. And one, Erica said, is to get outside, which also helps vitamin D levels, Erica, yes?
That's right.
That's right. And also to do something special for yourself. So some things that you may want to do are things like going to the gym and going to try a class of Erica's. And you mentioned something that you also offer classes for people if they just want to get an idea about what you do because your work is so unique and different. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I always offer one class for free. So you can just come and try us out at any time for free to see if you like us. And then I also do a free fitness consultation for anyone who is interested in talking more about their goals.
That's wonderful. And most people are so concerned, Erica, about weight loss. It seems to be a very large topic of conversation. How can someone be successful at weight loss and have that last over a period of time instead of some of the fad type weight loss programs out there?
Well, number one, I think that it's really important to have accountability. One reason that at Driven Fitness, our small groups are so successful is because everybody knows everybody else. You know, they know their Facebook pages, they know their phone numbers. So you have that accountability that if you don't show up for a class one day, you're going to have 10 other people calling you saying, you know, where were you? When are you coming back? And that's, you know, number one for weight loss that is long term. And number two, you have to have diet and exercise. One without the other, and you're not going to be as successful in the long term. And you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that you personally could help somebody with, is actually coming up with a simple plan for their weight loss over a period of time.
Definitely. I always tell people, you know, at the end of the year, you go to an accountant to help you with your taxes. You go to a hairdresser to have your hair done. But people, for some reason, really try to create fitness programs on their own when they can go to a fitness professional who can really help them achieve what they want to achieve for a long term.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something I would like you to address when it comes to diet and exercise, because this is a question I get regularly, is people think that by, let's say, skipping a meal or eating, let's say, one meal a day, that that's going to help them to lose weight, especially breakfast. Can you address that, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I get that often, too, particularly not eating breakfast. You know, and the thing is that someone once told me that your metabolism is like a fire. And if you don't keep feeding that fire, it's going to start to burn out. And that's basically how your metabolism works. You need to feed it throughout the day with good, wholesome food so that it stays functioning properly and so that it burns calories throughout the day. And that's why breakfast is so important. It's like you've been, your fire hasn't had any, you know, fuel all night. And so you need to feed it first thing in the morning so you start your day off right. Your metabolism is going. And if you make a good choice at breakfast, you're much more likely to continue making good choices throughout the rest of the day.
Do you have suggestions for breakfast on what people should or should not eat when they wake up in the morning, especially if people say, oh, I feel nauseous. I don't really feel hungry in the morning. I don't want to eat in the morning.
Right. It doesn't have to be a huge breakfast. You know, we're not talking about, you know, a full sit down breakfast for a lot of people. But, you know, if you have a favorite protein shake that you like or a protein bar, or if you even just eat an egg, I like to make sure that you have protein and carbohydrate together. So, you know, if you have an egg on toast or some oatmeal with almonds, it doesn't have to be very complicated, just as long as you get something into your system to get you going throughout the day.
That's great. Erica, are there any other, we just have 1 minute left. Are there any other type of events, programs that you offer to your clients?
You know, we have a really great women's group that does things throughout the year, both charity events and then also social and fitness events. Those are the Driven Divas, and that's open to anyone, whether they're our clients or not. And that's a great way to find a support system if you don't already have one and you're looking to get fit and healthy, or if you just want to hang out with some really awesome ladies.
I love it.
That's another group that we have on us, you know, outside of our fitness classes, that's a way to become involved.
So they could contact you once again on your website. Could you repeat your website once again to find out more information about those events, correct?
Yep, it's drivenfitnessnow.com.
Great. Okay. Well, Erica, I thank you so much for being with us. I thank all of you for being with us today. We're the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. You gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, November 13th, with Aggie Coburn, Director of CEG Global Events and partner of Crowdfunding Live. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And leaving you with one quote today from Louise Hay, I choose to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
Under a tree, I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door.